right? What went wrong? Will there be another date, or was it one and done? Dating in Spencer's Neighborhood.
106.5 The Arch.
You guys ready for a little one and done dating?
Yes.
Always.
Every
always.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock in the morning, we get two people on to discuss their first date and why a second date has yet to happen. Today, Drew is trying to find out why he hasn't gotten in touch with Tia. Drew, tell us the story about your first date.
Yeah, I went on this date, you know, met this girl offline, and sorry, that was my alarm for my medication.
We don't want to miss that.
Boy, I don't know why you don't have a second date, Drew.
He sets alarms to remember to take his medication. That's hot. Ladies love that.
All right, so what was the date? How did you set this up with a girl that you met online?
Took her out to Chipotle. And,
did you spring for a guac? Because that's extra.
Yeah, she got guac. So, okay. You know, obviously I'm a gentleman.
It's a good man.
Okay,
cool. Good man.
You know, we went walking around the mall and stuff. We started, you know, making fun of people, just human behavior and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That can be fun.
And then I walked her to her car and even got a nice little kiss on the lips. And it was real cool. And then somewhere along the night at my place, the mood just shifted. And she just, I don't know.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
On her phone.
I'm going to bring Tia into this because this is who you went out with.
Yeah, this is going really well.
Let's find out from Tia, really, what took place.
This is weird. He's a nice guy, a nice enough guy, I guess. But when I went back to his place, he has his stripper pole in his basement.
Whoa.
A stripper
just
pole?
Like, mm-hmm.
Like a legit one? It's not a coat rack that you just saw in a shadow?
No.
It's...
But no, it's like you can tell it's newly installed or like it was installed afterwards. It's like has hardcore things holding it down. I don't know what they're called.
That is a fitness craze, I will say.
Or whatever.
Well, there's like a lot of people that use that as a workout.
Drew, are you into pole dance fitness?
Well, first of all, it is a great workout. You get a great grip out of it. And secondly, I'm a volunteer fireman, so... Yeah, so I'm...
Okay, well, I mean, fine.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to embarrass yourself the first time on the job.
If he's a fireman, is there a hole in the ceiling, or is this a pole that goes from ceiling to floor?
Look, if you see a pole and automatically you think, what, I'm a stripper? Then you got your own insecurities to deal with.
So, Tia, when you saw that, initially, what did you think?
I definitely didn't think he was a volunteer fireman. Not the first thing that popped in my mind.
It's not for you.
Doesn't want to be a part of that?
Do I have to ask if Tia is one and done, or do we just assume and then roll on?
It would be a hell of a twist.
I think it's kind of cool that he was at least honest about it. Like, hey... You know, I hang out with strippers sometimes, but this is not my life.
Got all right.
I'm not into it.
Oh, what a...
Whoa,
oh my Lord.
You're such a quality dude.
Wow.
Damn. Tia, run and run fast. Delete his number from your phone.
Well, thank both of you for joining us this morning. However, we have found several people in our area that do, in fact, get down with that. Mandy, tell us about it.
So for my 30th birthday, we went and did one of the little parties, and I ended up doing it for about 2 years. It is great physical activity. And then I got the opportunity to buy one, and the classes were like $65 a month to go to one a week. So now I have one in my basement, and I have a preteen boy, and we listen every morning, and I'm like, do not bring any girls to my house because they're going to see the stripper pole. And
asking for a friend, what do those poles run you?
I bought mine on Craigslist. The lady was looking to get rid of it, so I only paid $300, but normally $900 to $1,000.
Wow. What are the dimensions, ceiling to floor, that you have?
I don't know what my basement is. I know that mine has another extension piece that I can't put on.
Are we saying a 10 foot pole?
Oh, yeah, that's probably right.
My friend was curious how much weight it can hold.
Oh.
I have seen bigger girls do it. I'm 5'2", and I mean, I'm about 130, so I have no problems. But it's not the height you got to worry about. So, like, when I spin, I mean, you can't have anything within like 5 feet of that pole.
Girth,
otherwise,
yeah.
Do you need anyone to judge to judge you on how you do this?
In.
I'm just
you're
asking
for a friend. You're all in, Spencer. You're all in. No more of this.